the sob rises and breaks on my heart's rock. It's a matter of bursting through the pain. I'm what can't find words that hesitates and is necessary. A silence that interrupts breathing. I might have something to calm, inscribed as a voice, or I might be just a grinding subplot, a kind of breakdown. There's a crumbling of the graphic facade. There's a moment when I'm inanimate and hardly a force. More an emotion that got stirred up by the underground station, or by the bar, or by the inanimate mark, or under the Chinese chip shop, or a work of mourning, or a lost fortune, or a climax, or a co-written veil. Wow! You're a kind of silkworm. A post and a loaf containing silent black seeds or berries. Look at it closely. You're drawn as much as written, sung as much as hushed. You're no portrait, but a theme out of living, punctuation and breathe. The leaves are golden and most glorious as they die. Everything is more complicated than it seems. I guess we give ourselves an existence. We give oneself an existence and become lodgers involved in making that existence point live. I resemble that which floats between us. You can walk between the traffic, snarl up, and the bar crowd, and where you sit in the veiled corner with a laptop and a beer and a point of non-view. It's around this you execute your veils. You execute everything in your own silence. And what form of life speaks? What form of life speaks? What form of life speaks? Is about Malamy's shipwreck. Death first, life next, a chancy life. That's all I know, and it's hardly knowing. It's more just a way to encounter what survives us. And what survives us is love, they say. What survives us is love. Your veils, you execute everything in your own silence. And what form of life speaks? What form of life speaks? All this is about Malamy's shipwreck. Death first, life next, a chancy life. That's all I know, and it's hardly knowing. It's more just a way to encounter what survives us. And what survives us is love, they say. What survives us is love.